SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate approves a $460 billion package of spending bills.
The measure has already passed the House. It now goes to President Biden to be signed into law. Lawmakers have been negotiating a second package of six bills, including defense, in an attempt to have all federal agencies fully funded by the March 22nd deadline.
Mike Hempen reporting. President Biden says he would sign a bill that would ban TikTok in the U.S., saying, if they pass it, I'll sign it. The bill would make TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, divest from the app or face a ban in America. U.S. Capitol Police say they arrested a Gold Star father for yelling at the president during the State of the Union address Thursday night. The man's son was a Marine killed during the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Also at SRNNews.com, a United Airlines plane rolled off the runway in Houston and ended up stuck in a grassy area after its landing gear failed Friday. United Airlines says no injuries were reported among the 160 passengers and six crew members aboard Flight 2477 to Houston from Memphis. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder says the department's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office has found no sign of alien life.
Arrow has found no verifiable evidence for claims that the U.S. government or private companies have access to or have been reverse engineering extraterrestrial technology. Arrow has found no evidence that any U.S. government investigation, academic-sponsored research, or official review panel has confirmed that any sighting of a UAP represented extraterrestrial technology.
He's talking about UFOs. The study analyzed U.S. government investigations since 1945 of reported sightings of unidentified flying objects. This is SRN News. Kansas is deciding if abortion providers should be asking women why they want the abortion.
The controversial bill would force abortion clinics to pose 11 questions to patients, including asking if they can't afford a child or if child rearing would hinder their career or education, or if their spouse or partner's pushing them to end the pregnancy. Backers of the bill say the state needs that type of data to help prevent abortions in the future, but Kansas Democrats call this an effort to shame the women. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Aid agencies and local authorities say a surge of new attacks by an Islamic State-affiliated group in northern Mozambique has left more than 70 children missing and caused 100,000 people to abandon their homes. Churches are among the 500 buildings that were destroyed. The attacks may mark a new stage in a crisis that authorities say forced more than a million people to leave their homes. This is SRN News. An interesting study during the eclipse next month.
Researchers will observe how animals' routines at several zoos are disrupted during the April 8th total solar eclipse. The moon shadow will sweep across North America from Texas to Maine. In 2017, a team noticed strange animal behavior at a South Carolina zoo in the path of total darkness. This time, scientists will stand by to track how tortoises, giraffes, and apes at the Fort Worth Zoo in Texas react when day transforms into dusk. John Scott reporting.
Well, Travis County is the latest central Texas county to declare a disaster ahead of next month's total solar eclipse. Officials in Austin say the declaration will help them deal with the large crowds, heavy traffic, and strains on first responders. The eclipse will happen April 8th, and the Texas Hill Country will be one of the prime viewing locations in the U.S. More details at srnnews.com.